Because your confidence is not in people. It's not in yourself. It's not in your routine. It's not in your expectations. It's not in your circumstance. It's not in other people's circumstance. Your confidence is in God and His character. And there goes my thumbs up again for those watching the YouTube version. Your confidence is in God. And how can you be confident in God? Because you can be confident in His character. That's why Paul wrote that first. That's why when the church of Galatia was questioning Paul's competency, he didn't start with all that he's done. He didn't start with his track record. He started with God. And then he followed it up with God's character. I believe God put a specific light in your heart for a purpose, for you to shine it into this world in a way that nobody else can, a light that is unique as the print on your finger. And our job is to take that light and go love people with it in this world. Everywhere you go, you have a ministry. You don't just have to be a preacher to have a ministry. Your light is your ministry. It's how you shine it at your job, at your family, at the dinner table with your friends, at the movies, at the park, at your apartment. Everywhere you go, you are made to shine your light. Do it. Be it. Love people. Be kind. Honor them. Honor yourself. This is Made to Shine. What's up, folks? I'll tell you what, it's been a week. It's been a week-a-dink-a-dink. You know, this week's, I was talking with my girl Michelle yesterday, getting my highlights done. It takes about 4 hours for my highlights to get done. 4 hours. And so, you know, you're sitting there, and when you're a very high energy person, sitting for 4 hours is incredibly difficult. I mean, like, no bathroom breaks. No, I mean, it's not like I wouldn't be allowed a bathroom break, but you know, it's not like you're in an office sitting down working 4 hours and you can get up and go around. It's just like you're getting your highlights done. Like, you can't be walking and getting your highlights done. So sitting for 4 hours, it's always like a mental acrobatics exercise for me. And I was talking with someone yesterday, or I was talking with my hairstylist, Michelle, who I love dearly. And I was just like, Michelle, you ever have those weeks that you literally, you feel like you cannot do anything right? Like nothing right. I say that with like a stuffy nose because right now I feel like my health isn't even right. And this was one of those weeks for me. I just started a new corporate sales company and I got another download for like the next book that I think God wants me to write. And I am trying to balance. I've told you guys on this podcast before, there was a big season in my life that like I didn't have a lot of good quality friendships. I didn't. Like my best friends were my sisters and they still are my sisters. Like my sisters will always be my best friend. That's the great thing about siblings is they're built-in best friends. Or at least that's my story. But there was a season where like I prayed for the amount and the kind of friendships that I have right now. And I'm so grateful for all the friendships I have right now. But you know, when it's like you're so afraid to lose something, you don't set boundaries for that thing. So with my friendships right now, I'm just like saying yes to everything because I want to be a good friend. But what that's done is, for the past like 3 weeks, I think I've had one night that I haven't been doing something, which for me, I am very, like, I love talking to people. I'm very loud, but I'm very introverted. Like, I recharge entirely on my own. And so this week, I got sick. I was like, my new job was picking up pace. I had so many podcast interviews to do. And then all my friends had all this stuff going on. And I felt like everything, I was doing so much, but I wasn't doing any of it very well. Like, it's funny because I'm in, y'all guys know I'm in tech sales. And I've always worked at companies that specialize in a certain functionality. Like, I don't like working at companies that their technology does everything, because when their technology does everything, like when it's your marketing tool and your scheduling tool and your video conferencing tool, it doesn't necessarily do one thing very well. It just does everything. Like, it goes a mile wide and only an inch deep. And in my life this week, I felt like I was that kind of technology that goes a mile wide, but only an inch deep. I was like, oh my gosh, there's all this stuff I'm doing, but I'm not doing any of it very well. And I was telling Michelle last night, getting blonde again. I was like, Michelle, I just don't feel like I'm like missing the mark on everything. And she was sweet and reminded me that that just means you're human. And it's true. Like, that just means you're human. But it made me start thinking about what we're going to be talking about today, which is this idea of confidence and like where our confidence comes from. Because growing up with a background of being obsessed with personal and self-development and personal growth, I've always heard confidence comes from your competency. Like, if you want to increase your confidence in an area, you need to get better at that thing, which honestly checks. Like, that makes sense. Like, if you're not a very confident gymnast and you want to be a more confident gymnast, you should go do more gymnastics. If you're not a very confident salesperson, you should have more meetings and get better and increasing your competency. Absolutely. I'm not saying anything other than that. What I do think, though, is we apply that same principle when it comes to just our self-confidence and like our confidence in who we are as a person. Because you can't really translate that practice. And that's what I was thinking about. I was thinking about how this week I felt like I wasn't doing my job very well. I felt like I wasn't being a good friend very well. I felt like I wasn't doing these things really well. And what I realized is when I felt like I wasn't doing very well, I felt like I sucked as a person. Like, because I wasn't doing something great, I wasn't great. Because I was failing, in my opinion, in this area, I was a failure. And what I realized is there's another way to get confidence that is necessary and what we are called to do as believers that no one talks about. So naturally, when you have a week that the kids are saying you suck and you miss the doctor's appointment because you overscheduled with the dentist for your four-year-old, or you're having a week where as a college student, like you thought you could do the sorority function and help organize that and be in charge of the snacks for the tennis team that week, and you overbooked and you overscheduled, and so you didn't get the snacks you wanted and you didn't organize the function the way you wanted, you feel like you suck because the job you did sucked. When you're on your period that week and hormonally, you feel like you look like an ugly blubber muffin. You feel like because you don't look a certain way, you all of a sudden have less value and you all of a sudden don't feel very confident. And that's what we do. We tie our competency to our confidence in all regards, including our confidence in who we are as a person. And so when we feel like we haven't hit the mark in a certain area, all of a sudden who we are as a person is in question. I remember I do this all the time in tennis. Like when I was in high school, my senior year or what have you, and I was like obsessed with tennis, literally would I would like skip lunch. My friends would make fun of me. I would skip lunch and I would study Serena Williams. I had a journal that I titled Serene Bay. You want to know how much I was obsessed with tennis and loved Serena Williams? I had a journal titled Serene Bay, and I would skip lunch with my friends and watch videos of her and journal things in that Serene Bay journal. I actually wish I still had it. Kind of iconic. I could probably use that as a leverage to get her on my podcast. I wish I still had it though. Anyways, all that to say, in high school, I put so much of my worth in tennis, and a lot of my confidence came from not just the outcome of the tennis match, because we hear that all the time. Like, don't put your confidence in the outcome. Put your confidence in your competency and how in your inputs. I hear that all the time. But like, I remember when I was injured my senior year in tennis, and I couldn't put in the inputs because I had micro tears in my bicep. For 6 months, are you basically saying I can't be confident because I can't put in the inputs? Because now I'm not getting the outcomes or the inputs. So where am my confidence going to come from? And that's where we run into trouble, is when life happens and crap happens, and what makes us feel competent is no longer supplying us. And so we lose all of our confidence in every bit of who we are. And that's what I realized this week. That's what I was thinking about sitting getting my highlights done. I was like, there's gotta be another way to get confidence. And I was at Bible study with a friend on Monday, and we were going through Galatians. And in Galatians, I'm actually gonna, I don't know why I didn't already have this popped up. We're gonna read this together. Because in Galatians, it starts out with saying it's by Paul. So Paul is basically a dude. I love Paul because I'm like, I relate to Paul. If Paul says, like, I am the least person that is qualified to be a disciple. That's why I like Paul, because I feel like he feels imposter syndrome sometimes. Like, I'm not qualified to be here. Everybody else is so much smarter than me. I feel like Paul understands that because he's the only person that shares the message of Christ that's written about in the gospel that didn't actually walk with Jesus. Like, Jesus revealed himself to Paul after Jesus had already died. So, unlike Peter, unlike John, he didn't physically walk with Jesus, and he's preaching about Jesus. So, Paul, I love him because I'm like, okay, he gets it. He also feels like an imposter sometimes, like he's not good enough sometimes. You know what I mean? And he says that in 1 Corinthians. He's like, I am the least of all the people to be sharing this because I persecuted Christians, right? So in the beginning of Galatians, it says, Paul, an apostle, sent not from men, not nor by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brothers and sisters with me to the churches of Galatia. What I love about how Paul started with Galatians is basically he said who. He said who he is sent by. He didn't start this message to the Galatians, which is basically at the time, the context of this is like the church in Galatia is questioning Paul's authority. So they're questioning if, like, okay, Paul Schmall, like, are you who, like, are you the real deal? Like, are you qualified to be preaching to us? They're questioning this. So this is Paul's letter in response. And what I love about what he started with, he did not start with his list of accomplishments. He did not start with his list of all the reasons why he's competent to preach them, to guide them, to lead them, which is what most of us would do. If someone would question my ability to do a podcast episode, my ability to host a guest on a podcast, I would probably send them back my lists of guests that I have interviewed in the past and their accolades. Right? That's what most of us would do. If someone questioned your ability as a soccer player, you would bring them back all the games that you've played and won. That's what most of us would do. Paul doesn't do that. He doesn't send them a letter telling them all the places he's preached, all the people that he's converted to Christianity, all the areas he's spread the gospel. He doesn't do that at first. He starts his letter by saying, I'm not sent from men or by a man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead. He starts with who sent him, not what he's done, who sent him. And then he goes on to say, Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and our Father, to whom the glory be forever and ever. He says, who sent him? And he describes the character of who sent him. Why is that important? Paul, if anything, has all the reason to not feel confident right now. People are questioning his ability to lead them and guide him, and whether or not like it's fair to consider him legit because he didn't actually walk with Jesus. He does not refute with all the lists of his accomplishments or his competencies. He doesn't give them a list of all that he's good at. He doesn't give them a list of all the tennis practices he's had, of all the soccer games he's played, of all the podcast guests he's interviewed. He doesn't give them his LinkedIn resume. He says who? He says, Jesus sent me. And then he says the nature of Jesus, which is that Lord Jesus Christ gave himself for our sins to rescue us. So he says who sent him? And he says the character of who sent him. Why? Why does he say that first? I think this goes back to what I was thinking about with confidence this week. So many of us, we get our confidence from our competency. That's the first place we get it. What am I good at? I remember I used to like, before I could see anyone that day, when I was writing my, really in college, I struggled a lot with insecurity and an ego. Ego and insecurity go hand in hand. And like before I felt really good enough to go to tennis practice and lead the way that I needed to lead, or even just like show up with someone who asked to get coffee, show up for coffee and feel good enough to be of value to them and be a light for them, I would have to like write a chapter of my book, or I would have to do something that made me feel like I was competent. I would do something I felt like I was good at. I would run all the time, right? Because that competency gave me confidence to go show up in other areas of my life. But what happens when you have a week like I had this week where literally everything in your life, it did not go great, for lack of better language. It did not go great. What do you do then? You know what I mean? Like, how do you pivot? How does that change? And for me, I realized like, if I base all my confidence on this, on my competency in areas, even my competency to worship God. Ooh, yeah, let's get philosophical here. I think a lot of us, we find a lot of confidence in our routine, in how we feel like we get access to God. I was speaking with a friend the other day and she was like, I don't feel very close to God right now because I don't have time to do my devotional. I don't have time to sit for hours and pray like I used to because she now has kids. And I'm like, well, God hasn't left you. The way that you spend time with him might have to change and transform, but it doesn't mean he loves you any less. It doesn't mean you have any less access to him. It just means how you worship him is going to transform. It's how it's going to change. And I think sometimes we find our confidence in how well we adhere to a schedule for worship and a schedule for prayer and a schedule for quiet time. But like, you can follow every single principle of the Bible to a T, and God is not in that process. Like, you can idolize the Bible and miss God completely. The Pharisees knew every word of the law, and they missed God. So my point there is like, we can find our confidence in our ability to worship and our ability to set a schedule that we spend time with God. I'm not saying don't be like routine and diligent. I think that's so important. Like, you need to you need to set apart time to spend with God, absolutely. But I'm saying, like, there's a difference between idolizing that time with God and worshiping God himself. Worshiping our routine and structure with God and worshiping God himself. And so I say all this to say the ultimate place to get confidence from is not in anything. That's the promise we have as Christ followers and believers. We get to derive confidence from things, from the thing, the only thing that is never going to change. Your routine will change, whether by you or by default, because your life is going to change. Your circumstances are going to change. If you get your confidence in your ability to speak, you could be brain dead tomorrow. I mean, I hate to be dark, but it's true. What happens then? What's your confidence then? Maybe it's not you. Maybe it's you see someone you love that happens to. You see someone you love whose business falls apart. What is your confidence for them rooted in? Your ability to fix the situation? How do you unbrain dead someone who's brain dead? You can't. How do you unbreak a business that was broken? A lot of times you can't. So what's your confidence for other people? What's it rooted in? If it is always rooted in your ability to do something, in your competency, in your routine, in your schedule, in the way you think your life should go, you are going to feel so insecure most of your life. And as Christ followers, what Paul illustrates for us is even when people question me, ooh, I feel this to my core. Even when people question me, even when people are like, who does she think she is? Even when people see your situation and go, I don't know how she's going to pick herself back up. I don't know how she's going to do that. Like, I'm concerned for her. She's in a bad spot. Even in the midst of that, you can have confidence because your confidence is not in people. It's not in yourself. It's not in your routine. It's not in your expectations. It's not in your circumstance. It's not in other people's circumstance. Your confidence is in God and his character. And there goes my thumbs up again for those watching the YouTube version. Your confidence is in God. And how can you be confident in God? Because you can be confident in his character. That's why Paul wrote that first. That's why when the church of Galatia was questioning Paul's competency, he didn't start with all that he's done. He didn't start with his track record. He didn't start with his resume. He started with Paul, an apostle, sent not from men nor by a man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead. He started with God. And then he followed it up with God's character. What's God's character? That he who gave himself for our sins to rescue us according to the will of our Father. God has the character of one who will always fight for you, who will rescue you, who loves you, who seeks you out, and who strengthens you. He completes the process for you. So for my friends struggling with confidence, I've heard it all. I've heard it, get your confidence from your competence. The more you do, the better more confident you'll be. I've heard, your confidence is rooted in the promises you keep to yourself. Keep the promises to yourself. I've heard it all. And if you're like me, you've tried that. And I'm not knocking it. But I'm just saying you will get to a point where maybe even after years of doing all of that successfully, you're going to crash because life will hit you with some random phone call or text or diagnosis or prognosis or just left corner, you didn't see it coming crap. And when that happens, I'm telling you now, you can still be confident. Not because your situation doesn't suck, but because you can be confident in the God that does not change, that does not fall, that does not come out of the left corner when you don't see it with a new surprise. No, you can be confident in a God that calls you His, appoints you as His, and seeks you, so much so that He sent His only Son to die for you. Just as Paul, you know, when I read this, I think about Paul. Like, why was this the first thing he said? Yes, I think for us to realize our confidence comes from that. But two, I think he had to remind himself of that. I know I have to. Like, this week, it's funny because, like, I had this Bible study on Monday and I had this revelation on Monday. And last night, getting my highlights, what is that, 2 days later, I was putting all my confidence in my competency, which sucked this week, majorly, majorly sucked. So I didn't have any of it. And that's when I remembered, wait a second, Annie, where are we getting this confidence from? Because it's not in God right now. Because if it was in God, you wouldn't be questioning your ability and worth just to be here because you messed up on some stuff. Your confidence is rooted. Ooh, wait, I like this. Okay, bear with me. We're going to try out this illustration together. Your confidence is the root. And the root of that confidence is God, God Himself. And you might need to be like Paul and write that out and remind that of to yourself every now and then. That's the root. Competency is the fruit. Because you can be confident, sorry, I'm so fidgety right now. Because you can be confident in knowing you are already chosen and loved and seen and recognized. How do you know that? Because God sent His Son to die for you so that He could have a relationship with you. That's your evidence. God's like, don't just take my word for it. I'm going to do this and show you so that you can literally have an historical event to say, that's why. So when the enemy comes in your brain and says, you're nobody, you're a waste of space, you don't mean anything, you can say, no, that's not true because I have a God that sent His Son to die for me and then rose Him from the grave so that I could have a relationship with Him. Okay? So that's the root of your confidence. Competency in an area, like a skill, like I'm in sales, I do this podcast. It's important to have competency. That is the fruit of first knowing that no matter what, on your best day, on your worst day, you are chosen and known and loved. Because I know that, because I'm rooted in that first, then I can go be competent in what area God's called me to. Because Paul first rooted his confidence in the fact that God called him to Himself. Like, your confidence isn't in, I hate it when people, they pervert this idea of calling. That's a whole nother episode. Your calling, God calls you to Himself. That's your calling. Your calling is to be a daughter and a son of God. Now, the expression of that calling is different depending on the season you're in. Sometimes it's a corporate employee. Sometimes it's a mom. Sometimes it's an entrepreneur. Maybe sometimes it's a dad. But like, your calling, you're called to God. So once you know that, when Paul established that, from there, he could talk about what he's done from a preaching standpoint, what he's done from a spreading the gospel standpoint. But first and foremost is the root. And the root is confidence in the fact that God calls you His. From there comes your competency in going into whatever avenue He's called you to at that season, at that time. To carry that out. I mean, Paul was a tent maker. People forget that. He made tents. Like, he wasn't a full-time preacher. He made tents. I hate it when people are like, my calling is this one thing. I'm like, yeah, but how are you paying the bills? You are called to God Himself. That's your calling. Your confidence is in the root, which is the fact that He calls you to Himself. And He sent His Son to die for you to prove that. Everything else is the fruit. We've perverted that. We make our competency the root and confidence is the fruit. My friend, if you do that, you will always feel not good enough and you will always feel just tired, like you need a lot of coffee because it's hard to be competent in everything. You cannot competence your way into feeling like a good enough human. You can't. You just accept that God calls you His, despite all the crap, despite all your deficiencies. And from that confidence, you can go and have the courage to try new things to become more competent. I sucked at this when I started. Compared to others, I still suck at this. I sucked at writing when I started. Compared to others, I still suck at writing. Do I keep writing and am I confident enough to keep writing because I'm so competent? No. I'm confident enough to keep writing because I'm confident in who God calls me, which is His daughter. And I know He's with me in the process as I become more and more competent. Confidence first, competence second. I hope this was helpful. I'm sending you guys love. Beautiful friend, I hope that this episode blessed you and brought a smile to your day. Hey, if we're not already hanging out on social media, go find me on Instagram. I'm typically living in my stories over there. Or join my weekly email fam. You can find the links for that on my Instagram as well. You guys, I hope you were reminded from this episode today that you are a light and you are called to go shine it in all spaces that you hold. And if you love this podcast, I would so appreciate if you shared it with anyone that came to your heart. And or a review would help me so much. Love you guys. Go shine your light. See you next week.